Spokesman Scott McClellan's response to the truce offer was blunt.
We do not negotiate with terrorists. We put them out of business.
He spoke during a White House briefing that focused largely on the audio tape, which was first aired by the Arab television station Al Jazeera. McClellan said he could not discuss the tape in detail since it was still being analyzed by the intelligence community. But he said it is no secret that al-Qaeda would like to attack the United States again.
We know the enemy wants to attack us again, and they want to inflict even greater harm than they have previously, and that's why we must continue taking the fight to them. That's why we must not stop until they are defeated.
McClellan went on to stress that the al-Qaeda of today is far weaker than the terrorist network that carried out the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. He said many al-Qaeda leaders have been arrested or killed, and others, including Osama bin Laden, remain in hiding.
I think clearly he is on the run. Clearly he is under a lot of pressure, just as other al-Qaeda leaders who are on the run are. And that's why we're going to continue pursuing them and continue going after them to bring them to justice.
The White House spokesman was asked if there might be a link between the release of this tape and the recent attack on suspected terrorist targets in Pakistan. He said that is a matter for the intelligence community to decide as they continue to mine the audio tape for clues that might be useful in the war on terrorism. This is the first message from bin Laden since December of 2004. Al Jazeera reported it was recorded last month and includes references to last June's transit bombings in London and the dip in President Bush's public opinion ratings that occurred in the final months of 2005. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.